let's get more now on the way in which this conflict has unfolded so far. Let's go live now to Patrick Bury, a defence and security expert at the University of Bath. Thank you so much for joining us, Patrick. And let me ask you, first of all, I'm sure you've watched very closely at how everything unfolded on Saturday. What's your view of the Hamas militants and the ways in which they infiltrated Israel and indeed the Israeli response?
Good morning. Yeah, well, it's been obviously very deadly attack and a huge human cost, but from a kind of military standpoint, also quite interesting to see how they've managed to do it. Because if you think about the security wall around Gaza, it can be thought of like a sort of ecosystem, in that it's got the wire, it's got obviously the sensors, some automated guns, it's got the man control points and strong points. Obviously the wall, but it's also got the Israeli signals intelligence capabilities supporting it, and also their network of informers. And what's striking is the level of surprise that Hamas were able to conduct this with, and that they've really caught the Israelis off guard, blindsided that ecosystem, it appears, pretty much. And then their adaption in terms of how they were able to use, for example, drones to drop explosives on the sensors to disable those initially. And then, of course, the barrages of rockets. They've used, you know, again, quite ingeniously in some ways, using these powered parachutes to just fly over in other places or fly over the wall. So it, to me, you know, it indicates, and I know Ayatollah Khomeini has just come out and said, you know, he kisses the hands of Hamas who carried this out, but it has stressed he has no close links or has no hand in the actual operation. I would think that's quite dubious. I'd be more surprised than not if there wasn't quite a strong Iranian, especially the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Council, influence on this.
Let's talk a little bit about the Israeli attacks on Gaza. We are expecting potentially there to be some sort of ground movement, perhaps. How do you see this panning out?
I think the first thing is the Israeli emotions will be very high, similar to 9/11. You know, that idea, it's not been a very cohesive society recently, and this has cohered them. And their emotions, of course, will be up. They're looking for a response. In some respects, this is their 9/11. They've lost at least 1,000 dead per portion of population. That's higher than the Americans on 9/11. And there'll be the desire to secure the state and exact retribution. I think the lesson the 9/11 probably teaches us is not to take strategic decisions when you are emotionally compromised. So what I think we'll see is the air bombardments go on for a time and then a ground invasion, essentially. I think there's a desire amongst certainly the Israeli leaders here to try to settle the Hamas question once and for all and literally drive them out. But, and they probably have the political backing internally to do that at the moment, the cohesion to do it.
Right.
I'm not sure if it's the best decision for Israel in the long run, because if this is backed by Iran, they will be looking, why did they do this? They're looking to provoke something. And Israel's worst case scenario militarily would be to have to fight Hezbollah in Lebanon, and also violence in Gaza and the West Bank. So they need to be careful as well.
But if they do push into Gaza, as you're describing, and try to, as you said, push Hamas out, how likely is that? I mean, it's not the first time that they've tried to do that. It's many a time they've tried to do this, and Hamas just don't seem to go away for the Israelis.
So usually what happens is there's an attack, the Israelis respond, They go in fairly hard, but they understand that they've only got a limited amount of time because of global public opinion. We'll turn on them, you know, and that's basically how this has panned out over the last 15 odd years. This time they may be calculating that it's different, that global public opinion will allow them to go a little bit longer, a bit further. And indeed, their own population support means that they don't have to rely so much on global popular opinion. So I think there's a very interesting element to this in terms of how we understand, and the media, of course, important in this, how we understand what's going on the battlefield. is called like the discursive element above the actual events going on. The Israelis will be looking for international support for them to continue, to keep going, to solve this once and for all. The Palestinians will be, of course, looking for international support to stop it, to slow it down. And that's really where the narrative will be played out. So I think, again, making reference to the Israeli 9/11 is kind of part of that on the Israeli. Give us the leeway to respond.
Okay. Patrick Bury, University of Bath. It's so good to get your analysis. I thank you for your time.
Thanks.